going on? It's World Hockey Report. Yeah, Farm Edition out here in Saskatchewan, hanging out. Playoffs are, well, for the Oilers, they're done. So I'm on vacation. Yes, I'm holding a podcast mic out here. I'm just hanging out off the side of the deck. I mean, you can see the garden in the background. It's great. Saskatchewan, best place in the world. We got a lot to talk about, though, hockey-wise. It's going to be a short show today. We got Max Farias coming up. We'll talk betting. I mean, he's California's biggest Connor McDavid fan. So, yes, we got to get him on the show. I mean, you can see we got the ticker going at the bottom because I don't want to talk to you about NHL news. I just got a few thoughts. And I don't know if the bird's chirping, if the wind is making this audio terrible. So, if so, I apologize. But, yeah, I'm not changing it. I'm not going in the house. No. I'm on vacation. Oilers are done. See ya. We're hanging out on the farm here. Let's talk about that Oilers loss. They get swept by Colorado, obviously, Monday night. Is it too easy to say that goaltending is their biggest problem? Like, and again, Ken Holland comes out today in his postgame or postseason presser and says, we had 2 1-8s. I think that's the biggest lie. That's such a load of BS. Like, clearly you didn't have 2 1-8s. If you had 2 1-8s, you would have gone to Koskinen after Smith allowed 6 in the playoffs for the first time or second time. Like, there's no putting lipstick on a pig. Like, there's no reason in doing that at this point of year. What do you benefit postseason from gassing up Mike Smith and Mikko Koskinen? By saying Mikko Koskinen's a 1A in the NHL, like, is that not almost, I'm not saying making yourself look dumber. Ken Holland's not a dumb guy. He's an NHL GM. He's way smarter. He's forgot more about hockey than I'll ever know. But you can't be going around saying that Mikko Koskinen's a 1A in the NHL and expect people to take you serious. That's probably one of the bigger issues I've had. Like, everyone on social media is freaking out. Oh, they're interested in re-signing Kane. Well, no kidding. Water's wet. Of course they're going to be interested in re-signing Kane. He scored, what, 30 goals for him? Like, he's on, if a regular season pace, he probably would have tucked 50 plus. So, yeah, of course they're interested in signing him. It doesn't take rocket science to figure that out. There's no chat here. You can't join the conversation. I apologize. We're just hanging out. We're talking hockey. If you're in the YouTube chat, if you're on Facebook right now, you guys can discuss. Have at her. I'm interested to hear how you guys would fix this Oilers team. We'll dive into it more. Interactive show this summer. Again, back at home, back at the farm. Oilers are done. Eastern Conference Final. Well, kind of a, not hasn't been a boring series, but come on. Edmonton, Colorado absolutely wiped the floor with this Eastern Conference Final. The games were faster. They were higher scoring. They were more physical. It was just all around more entertaining hockey. And it's nothing against the Rags. It's nothing against the Bolts. Shout out Talkin' Rags. Go follow my boy Morning Skeet Kid at Talkin' Rags. Now the number one Rangers podcast. It's coming out soon via the Morning Skate. Awesome guys there. Go give him a follow. Show him some love. We just tweeted out about it as well. So if you want to find it, it's at World Hockey RPT. Also, Billy Smelling Salts. I got to let you guys know, Billy Smelling Salts, the absolute best smelling salts Canadian company. Punch promo code WHR when you're signing up today on shopbillies.co. And yeah, you can save yourself some money. Billy Smelling Salts, the absolute best for gamers, athletes alike. And also Pete's Power Plays. This guy's crushing bets every single day. I mean, the season, he's up 50 units. Playoffs have kind of been tough. I mean, he's only down a little bit. Like, it's better than most of us how much we're down after these playoffs. It's a tough one. But again, just in general, you don't look at it as a day-to-day basis when you're looking at the elite sports cappers. And Pete's one of the absolute best out there. Because you look at his season as a whole, and you're like, holy, this guy's up 40 units. So that means, you know, you're playing $100 per bet. You're up $4,000 this year. You're doing $1,000. You're up 40. Do the math. Yeah, that's pretty damn good with Pete's Power Plays. He was up 73. Okay, wow, I'm way off. So 63 units this year. So $100, you're up 6,300. $1,000, you're up $63,000. Is that good? Is that good? I'll let you guys tell me. Hey, I do got a thought, though, on this Rangers-Tampa series that'll get out there. And it's that Tampa Bay, they do at times kind of rely on Vasilevsky a little too much. And again, he makes a lot of the easy saves. Like, he doesn't get beat on the ice. But there's also times where, like, especially when they're shorthanded, just some lazy stick work at times. They're allowing one-timers. The Rangers have had some great looks. Like, even when it was 3-1 last night, the Rangers were still snapping it around. And if it's not for 10 and 93, just absolutely whiffing on back-to-back chances. Like, they had multiple grade-A looks in that last 2 minutes of play. So, I don't know. I think Tampa maybe gets a little bit lucky with some sloppy plays that don't end up in the back of the net. Whereas teams like Edmonton, it seems like anytime they do something stupid, sloppy, half-assed sloppy, it's in the back of the net. Also, what is Gerard Gallant doing? If you're a Rangers fan, talk to me here. Because there's 90 seconds left in the game. 90 seconds left. They have an ozone faceoff. And they're not pulling Igor Shesterkin down by two? In what world are we living in that's not a good idea? Like, that's prime opportunity. Pull your goalie. Screw it. Get him out. I don't know why on earth you wouldn't be pulling your tendy there. Nonetheless, that series evened up now. 2-2 goes back to New York. MSG is going to be buzzing now. Best of three. They got 2 home games. That's pretty awesome. Elsewhere, Canada beat Sweden 3-1 at the under 18 Women's Worlds. Oil Kings take game 3, 4-0. They're up 2-1 at the Dub Championship. Kraken without Dreger for 7 to 9 months. Adam kind of brought up an interesting point of like, well, when does the NHL start telling players, hey, stop going to the World Championship? It's an interesting point. Because the NHL, as far as I know, doesn't really benefit off that world championship. Similar to the Olympics, which is why they were pushing for this World Cup. But now all of a sudden, if it's the World Cup, and they want to do it in August, right before the season, with even better players, with even more on the line, doesn't that just kind of equate to more injuries normally? Like, I don't know, there's no perfect format. Can the NHL just say, yep, stop going? They could. I don't know. Kind of acid. I don't know if you guys can see anything. I can't see anything. I'm just hoping I'm looking at the camera. If I'm off, I'm sorry about that. I hope the audio's not bad, too. There's birds chirping. We're in Saskatchewan, best place in the world right now. Other notes, I mean, that floating camera at the Women's Worlds that TSN's using, sign me up for never seeing that again. That was terrible. If you missed any of the podcast yesterday, Tyler had Greg Wyshynski on from ESPN. I thought that was an awesome interview. I mean, yeah, you can go download the podcast, the Hockey Podcast Network, like, subscribe. That's where you're probably watching it off. You're on YouTube right now, 12 Ounce Sports, Twitter, Facebook, the rest of the shambam. DraftKings promo code THPN. Do we want to dive into Oilers? Okay, I got like a minute. We're trying to do this as a shorter show. And again, I can go ramble on too if I wanted. Got a couple thoughts on the Oilers. Adam kind of tweeted it out. I'll just give you my basic breakdown of how I see this team shaping up next season. I think on the back end, like the absolute back end, the goaltenders, I think you have to have Smith back. I don't think he's going to be retiring. I think you've got Stuart Skinner coming up and you've got to find another guy. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what that costs. I don't think it's Jonas Korpisalo. But you got to find another guy who's not Mikko Koskinen. The media is over him. Fans are over him. I would assume players are over him too. So you got to find another guy, another goaltender who... Is it Ville Husso? Is it Husso who you can get on... Is 3x4 going to get it done for him? Like, I don't know. You got to find another guy. That's for sure. So I think you go with the 3-goalie tandem. I think Smith maybe takes a lot lighter of a load. But also, you know you're going to have injuries. It happens all the time. I don't think anyone's picking Smith up off waivers. So maybe your 1A is Husso. Your 1B is Skinner. And then Smith is that guy who's kind of around just because you've got him on contract if needed. Like, I think that's a fine system on the back end. Obviously, Nurse contract goes up. So it's kind of like Koskinen comes off the books and that money just goes straight to Nurse. It's going to be healthy next year. It sucks. I mean, he's playing through a torn hip flexor. Like, got a hangnail. I struggled to get out of bed this morning. Yeah, torn hip flexor. That'll do it. Nuge had a busted up shoulder. Dreisaitl's playing with a high ankle sprain amid other injuries that they're saying aren't going to require surgery. Have heard rumors, rumblings, otherwise for some other players. Again, everyone plays beat up at this time of year. On the defense, I think you got to bring back Brett Kulak. I think that's a guy who played very important, underrated minutes for you. I know some teams probably going to try chuck $2 million at him, but he's a hometown kid. I think you can get him. I think you can get him for less than two, and I hope that the Oilers can. I think if you can move on from Tyson Barrie, you probably have to. If someone's a willing taker of Tyson Barrie at this point, it's a wasp hanging out here, just hanging out with a wasp. If you can move on from Tyson Barrie at this point, you probably do. Why? Because you have Phil Broberg coming up. Evan Bouchard's clearly ready to take that number one role in the power play. And other than that, I mean, Chris Russell gone, but you've got Niemelainen, you've got Samarukov, you've got other of these young players. You have to win with players on entry-level contracts. Look at the Rangers. So it's about damn time that you start playing some of these guys. You rely on your top four a little bit more, and your young guys round out your roster. Up front, again, like, what does Morin Fogel really get you? Cassian, those guys. Derek Ryan's probably a 4C. You know, is Malone actually ready to be playing? Holloway, yes. How much is Puljujarvi going to cost you? Yamamoto? Like, again, we can dive into all of this stuff, but that's going to be a hour plus episode, so we won't. End of the day, if I'm being honest, I'm just gonna give you one take on the forwards. I don't think it's bring back Evander Kane. If you have to commit long term and big amounts of money towards Evander Kane, don't do it. It's gonna help you short term, yes, potentially on the ice short term, long term dressing room off ice. Still not sold on that. So I'm saying walk away from game. That's my one take on the forwards. We'll leave it at that. All right, I'm going to step aside here. Quick commercial break. We're going to come back with the biggest Connor McDavid fan in California. It's Rocks of the Outfield host Max Ferry. It's on 12 Ounce Sports and the Hockey Podcast Network. This is World Hockey Report.
Get ready to win with Billy's Smelling Salts. Billy's Smelling Salts are for gamers, athletes, and competitors alike who want to get in the zone. Us at World Hockey Report teamed up with Billy's, and if you use the promo code WHR when checking out, you'll save yourself some money. The highest quality smelling salts in the game and at the best price point if you use the promo code WHR on Billy's. Billy's Smelling Salts. Get ready to win.
Hockey fans, the pursuit for the Stanley Cup is on, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, has an unbelievable offer for the most exciting playoffs in sports. New customers can bet $5 on any team to win and get $100 in free bets no matter what, win or lose. Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday during playoffs? With DraftKings Same Game Parlays, you can do just that. Create your own parlay by combining multiple bets, like which team will win, how many goals will be scored, and more. It's your shot at an even bigger payout. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Bet $5 on any NHL team to win and get $100 in free bets no matter what. That's code THPN at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
It's Stanley Cup playoff time in the NHL, and if you want to save some money on your next ticket purchase, sign up for SeatGeek and use promo code WHR when checking out. It's that simple on SeatGeek. When you use promo code WHR on your first purchase, you'll save $20.
It's World Hockey Report Special Edition. We are coming to you midweek. We got a guy from Cali now, Max Air Jordan, Max Ferry. So what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man? How are you?
Doing good, doing good. Enjoying the playoffs, of course. Oh, I know you are too. We got to run it back though, because I know you're not a traditional hockey fan. How'd you get into it?
No, man, I don't know. You're right. I'm not traditional. And I think that's what makes me kind of enjoy this more, because it's like, I'm allowed to be like a casual. And if someone calls me a hockey casual, it's like, yeah, I am. Like, it's crazy, because in the playoffs, like, this is my first year of like really watching every minute, every game, learning the rules, kind of paying attention to transactions and stuff. And like Nazem Kadri, Evander Kane, just two guys that I like walking to work and I'm like, hey, these guys are sick. And everyone's like, those two guys suck. And I'm still trying to figure out, like, you know, things like that, where I wonder, like, everybody thinks McDavid's sick, but it's like guys like that. Like, I like Evander Kane. I like Nazem Kadri. And everyone in the hockey community is just like, those guys stink. So that's been the tough spot. But everything else, man, they're so nice. They're so like,
welcome. But no. What's your first memory from like when you watched hockey and you're like, oh shit, I could get into that?
Fuck, it's got to be like, I guess post Super Bowl. Bengals go to Super Bowl, they lose. I'm sad. You know, football was kind of my moneymaker for like a little bit. Like, I'm not an elite gambler, but I'm pretty solid on, you know, who to bet on, when to bet on them or whatever. And I had nothing to bet on. I'm not a big basketball guy. I feel like that's where you lose a lot of your coins. Soccer's not even touching that. So hockey, I just started gambling on it. And tell me if I'm wrong, because I think hockey's probably one of the most like – chalk betting things of all time. Like, a good team plays a bad team, the good team's gonna win like 9 out of 10 times, right?
I think that's regular season for sure, but I mean, as you exactly learn, you know, come playoff time, it's just an absolute crapshoot, because refs can get involved, superstars can go cold. It's what makes it fun too. And I know you're a big, you know, when you gamble on games, you love the anytime goal scores, you love the props. I was never really that into it. I've kind of dabbled a little bit more this year, but like, is that also part of it where I don't know. I know NBA's got props of, oh, is this guy going to get over 25 points, or football, is this guy going to get this many yards, how many touchdowns, like Super Bowl and big props. But regular season, I don't touch any of that. Are you the same, or are you just all props all the time?
So in the regular season with hockey, I started just kind of finding out who was good. And I was on the Ducks. Like, I watched them pretty much all year. That's our hometown team. They're 20 minutes away, right next to the Angels. And I just started, like, you know, just kind of knowing, like, feeling out Twitter. And, you know, if, like, the Leafs were coming to town, I'd be like, all right, yeah, Ducks are going to get killed. So in the regular season, it was a lot of like parlays, puck lines, over-unders. And then towards the end of the year, you start seeing like, you know, Corey Perry's a goal away from 400. So it's like, this could be the one. Or I don't even know if that's right. Maybe that's right. But things like that were – and then now in the playoffs, it's strictly – I hate betting sides because of how, you know, I don't want to lay 190. Like, that's – I'm not doing that. So I just try to pick my spots with, like, who's going to score? Is it going to be high scoring? You know, and kind of – I've been riding this hat trick wave where it's been – you know, and those payouts are huge. And that started in the Blues Wild Series. I think I had Kaprizov hat trick. I had Eriksson Ek hat trick that I took back. Like, once you get one of the – once you hit, like, a hat trick for, like, plus 8,000, like, I think you get hooked. And then I think you just kind of want to chase that high. And, you know, the ones that really sting are the Evander Kane naturals in 6 minutes. Like, where you're like, oh, I could have bet that. 6 minutes would have went by and I would have been rich. So, regular season was a lot of, like, over-under, puck line, money line stuff. Now in the playoffs, it's just really I'm getting greedy. Like I think I'm, you know, Rangers, Lightning tonight. Probably Zibanejad anytime, or like Kucherov anytime. Like I don't know. I nothing more fun than just watching. You know, you hear the horn go off, and then you try to scramble. Everyone's celebrating, and you're trying to figure out who tipped it in or who sniped it, whatever. And there's nothing more exciting, honestly.
You're sending me videos being like, I think Kairou touched this last. You're freaking out about it.
I'm so good at that. I'm the best. I try to look for it on like hockey Twitter. It doesn't seem like there's just no guy for that, right? There's just no guy to like overturn goals or whatever. Because I mean, not to spill the beans, but there are certain betting sites that gave that goal to Falk. And then after that goal, like you were still able to bet on Kairou from like the third minute to the end of the game or whenever that goal was. So there was an opportunity to be made, like money be made. Luckily I already had Kairou anytime. So like that was one where I just, and the one thing I will give credit to with the NHL is like, I don't really think anyone else does this. The NBA has kind of been a little more like on this side, but they don't really give a fuck like how long the game, like they will take 20 minutes to get a call right. And it doesn't matter if, like, you know, this isn't reviewable or whatever. Like, I don't really know. To me, I like the fact that, aside from last night's Oilers-Avalanche game, that was stupid. But what I really like is they will change a goal, like, 20 minutes after the game ended, if necessary. Or they will, like, the puck hits the net and, you know, the play goes on for 10 minutes after. Like, they'll bring that bitch back. That's something that you don't really see in a ton of leagues. And for it to be done in the NHL, like, that's sick. And it helps me a ton, too, gambling-wise.
So if it's not the gambling aspect of hockey, what's got you hooked that you're watching it? Like, is it just the speed, the pace of it's faster than anything else, or what?
That is a good question, because I'd say it's, like, 80% the gambling aspect of, like...
Well, no, but, like, do you like the hits? Like, I mean, there's not a lot of fights anymore, goals, McDavid. Like, I mean, what is it about hockey that intrigues you outside of gambling?
I don't go to a hockey game live, though. Even the Ducks, like, even right here down the street, they're not that great. But even going to a game live is electric. I went to Oilers-Kings round one, but the Oilers got their dicks kicked in, and that was still kind of fun. I don't know. It's a very weird sport where, like, you need to be fast, you need to be strong, you need to be, you know, and then it's like we throw skates into the equation, which, you know, I just learned that, and that's impossible to do. Like, my feet hurt after 20 minutes. These guys are world-class athletes that if you take away their gear, they look like regular guys. And I've gotten my taste in, like, beer leagues and stuff where, like, you see a fat guy out there and he's just sniping from the blue line, just sending rockets at the goalie. But, yeah, I don't know. It's something fun about it. It's unique. And it's slowly creeping up the ranks of, like, my third favorite sport. Of, like, if football's not going on, and like, it kind of helped me, like, patch the time between football and baseball. So now when, like, the Super Bowl ends and spring training starts, like, I have something to keep me busy for a month. I don't know. It's a great sport, and I can see it getting bigger, too, like, down here especially. I just kind of need the Ducks to get better. That would be the best, ultimately. But
what's more likely, Oilers winning the Cup or Angels winning the World Series?
I mean, right now, the way it's looking, I mean, I think the Oilers, they're only a couple games. They're only, what, 5-8 games away, really. The Angels got a long way to go. They're slumping right now. But it's
the Jays kicked their teeth in.
And it's hockey season, you know what I mean? We're not even worried. It's playoffs. Who's watching baseball when the Stanley Cup's going on? You feel me?
Yeah, we'll wait till October for that. How's your game looking? Last one for you. I know you're strapping up the boots a little bit, buzzing around. You starting to score more in men's league or what?
5 games, 1 goal, no assists. Not really doing much. Kind of got like a flaky team playing with new guys every week and a bunch of subs. No, but it's fun. It's a great form of exercise, and it's something where I wish I was better. But it's almost also like, it's almost like the camaraderie of just these like 8 random dudes that I met 6 weeks ago. Like, just being friends with them is almost kind of worth all the
hockey guys, know, are the best,
all the stuff, you know? So it's fun just to joke around, go out there. I did have a goal go off my glove and into the net. And if that was like, if I had me anytime goal scorer, I would have complained about it. So technically 5 games, 2 goals, you know, but I'm not going to say much. It went off my glove, went in the net. No big deal. I'm trying to – I think right now I'm good enough to where I think I have to downgrade my equipment to, like, you know, first you got your equipment to like just start. Now I just think I need it for speed. Like I need smaller shin guards, smaller shoulder pads. You know, I already have the half visor, whatever. Like I just need speed now because I'm buzzing out there, and it's just, you know, I'm not playing hard, but I'm playing like smart. I think that's the good way to say it.
Soon to the minor leagues, Max. Buddy, this is a blast. Thanks for hopping on, dude.
Next time, bro.
Get ready to win with Billy's Smelling Salts. Billy's Smelling Salts are for gamers, athletes, and competitors alike who want to get in the zone. Us at World Hockey Report teamed up with Billy's, and if you use the promo code WHR when checking out, you'll save yourself some money. The highest quality smelling salts in the game and at the best price point if you use the promo code WHR on Billy's. Billy's Smelling Salts. Get ready to win.
Alrighty, Cody Johansson, World Hockey Report. Thanks for tuning in, everyone who checked out Max Farias. Go follow him on Twitter as well, Max Air Jordan. I'm on Twitter at JaneronPXP. Go check out Tyler Cool as well, the rest of the gang, producer Eric. Everyone else is at World Hockey RPTS, where you can find us. All right, shout out to promo code WHR, the best place to buy tickets. I know there's tickets still flying. Sports, concerts, everything's back. Go check out SeatGeek. $20 off your first purchase when you sign up with SeatGeek. You're not going to get a better deal than that. $20 off your purchase. Like if you're buying two tickets at $25 a piece and you're going to a minor league baseball game, you're basically, it's buy one, get one free. Maybe it's $20 a piece, go up to $40, whatever. Buy one, get one free. Again, SeatGeek's the absolute best. Those guys hook it up. They don't charge ridiculous, you know, fees and stuff like other ticket accounts. They don't jack it up. Just the best. It's SeatGeek. Go check it out. Punch in promo code WHR as well. Quack Stats, everyone else, Pro Rock Hockey Sticks. Everyone makes the podcast, the show possible. Yeah, we thank you. It's playoffs. We're buzzing. Hey, huge news. After this Eastern Conference final wraps up, Tyler's got the show tomorrow. But we'll see. It might be wrapped up. And next week, maybe we got one show. Maybe we got two. All depends on when the Stanley Cup final goes, because we are going every single game day of the Stanley Cup finals. That's the World Hockey Report promise. We're switching it up. We're going every single game day for our great sponsors, great fans. All you guys make this possible. It's way too damn sunny out here. I got to grab shades. I probably got to check cows as well. We're back next week, everyone. Be kind. Be better.